So let's speak now to Brigadier Hangwani Mulawutsi, who is the Hawks spokesperson. Brigadier, thank you for your time today. Tell us about this arrest and what exactly Zane Killian has been charged with.
Hi, Mandy. Good afternoon and thank you. Well, Mandy, it was a very tough week for the Hawks, including the other law enforcement agencies, to make sure that we work with speed to get at least one suspect connected to this case. We have already made serious inroads on this matter. Of course, with the arrest of Mr. Killian, it brings not closure to the family, but at least there is somewhere we are moving to. And at the same time, there's still a lot that needs to be done. We are of the view that we are still going to arrest more suspects. The guys or the members themselves, I saw it personally as well when I was in Cape Town this week. They are not sleeping. They are running all over, and hopefully we'll be getting good results or good news soon. Well, in terms of the charges that Mr. Killian is facing, is charges of murder. It's a charge of contravening.
Hangwani, I think we've just lost your line there. If you can maybe move around a little bit. You are back. You were going through the charges. I am actually just looking at this charge sheet now. Three counts. Yes. The first one for murder, the second for conspiracy to murder, and the third one is the unlawful interception of communication. So I'm interested particularly on the murder charge. You're not saying that he's necessarily the trigger man, right?
No. We are of the view that there is a trigger man out there that we are looking for. His contribution, as now everybody would know, is that he has been pinning the phone of the deceased. And hence we are now of the view that he has played a part, he's an accessory to this case. So by doing that, we are of the view that he needs to be charged with murder, including the conspiracy to murder, because at the same time, he participated, in the murder of this of our Kenneth. So that is why we have brought in those two charges.
The legality around private individuals like this tracking cell phones, that's obviously going to come under scrutiny now as well, considering Zane Killian's role, that he was pinging this phone of a top police officer. Is that something that you'll be looking at?
Of course. I think it's something that the Department of Justice have to look at. These things need to be controlled. You never know who's doing what where. And I think it's something that we have been grappling with for some time as well, where people, they claim that either their phones have been hacked or they are being followed by people wherever they are traveling. So it's something that I think as the law, the Department of Justice and other role players, they need to look into this matter urgently.
And lastly, Brig, you do say, of course, there will be more arrests. I'm interested in the Gauteng link. Clearly, there is a Gauteng link here. Zane Killian from Springs, the last investigations that Shalkania did were in Gauteng. So the Hawks working very hard there.
Yeah, look, you're dealing with organized crime. Mandy, you know that we have a serious problem with organized crime in this country. And these groupings are spread all over the country. So, of course, when you are dealing with investigations, you will always have people following you. If you are actually, scratching the area where they don't want to get into. So, but for the mere fact is that it does not deter us from doing our job. For them to travel all the way from Cape Town to Johannesburg, it shows the commitment that they have in making sure that this case is solved.
Brigadier Hangwani Mulawutsi, Hawk spokesperson there, thank you for your time. A good breakthrough for the police there, Zane Killian. From Springs, a former rugby player for the Falcons, he has now been charged with three counts, murder, conspiracy to murder, and also his involvement in this clearly was the pinging of the phone. So we look forward to more arrests in that case as well.